A bill authored by Indianapolis Republican Senator Mike Young would set aside $5 million per year in tax revenue generated by the Speedway and its properties for the next 20 years. That money would normally have gone into the state's general fund. Instead, it would be used to pay back bonds for Speedway improvements, including compliance with federal handicap accessible requirements and lights that would allow nighttime races. Mark Miles is the CEO of Hullman & Company, the Motor Speedway's parent company. He says helping the Speedway helps Indiana.
More than $510 million economic impact per year from the motorsports cluster that is here and growing because of the Speedway in large part. At least 6,200 good jobs.
Senator Young says one of the reasons his bill is a good deal is that it puts a burden on the Motor Speedway and not the state.
The state only has to put in what's generated there. So if the track can't generate enough in these income tax brackets to get the state to the $5 million, they're going to be morally obligated to pay that.
The Speedway will also put $2 million of its own money each year towards the bonds. The bill unanimously passed the Senate Appropriations Committee Thursday and now heads to the full Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.